Good morning. You are all so well trained. Good morning and welcome to Burns Memorial United Methodist Church. My name is Will Morris. I'm the pastor of Burns Church, and I'm hoping that you all know that today is a special Sunday. I apologize for my cold. I was telling my wife, Jane, that I try to get it done early in the season, that I can be healthy the rest of the year. We'll see if that holds true. To that end, you will notice that as we celebrate Holy Communion, all of the folks who will be sharing the elements with you will wash their hands with antibacterial solution, so we will try to keep as holy and pious as we can and not pass any earthly germs to you. But it's a good reminder that all of us ought to be preparing to have our flu shots if we haven't done it. How many of you have had a flu shot? Very good. I have mine scheduled for Monday, so I can guess I can be pious about telling you you ought to get yours. Today, the specialness of today is obviously that we're all together, three congregations, Burns Memorial United Methodist Church, the Ghana Wesley United Methodist Fellowship, and the Tonga Fellowship. We are doubly blessed to have a special guest. Many of you have seen him before. I would ask him to stand and accept our greetings. The Reverend Eddie Kelemeni is here from Hawaii. So, Eddie, would you welcome? Eddie and I go way back. He is a former district superintendent when Jane and I served in Cortez, Colorado. And he is here now to help us celebrate communion. You'll notice a name similarity. Nalu is his son, and Baya is his daughter-in-law, so it is great to have their family here to share with our collective family. Today, I want to thank also all those who donated for and participated in yesterday's clothing giveaway. If you worked for that, and I'm going to single out Debbie Gunther, would you and all those who were here yesterday please rise so we can thank you? Thank you very much to the... Yes, thank you. There is a scarcity of men who come and help with the clothing giveaway, which I haven't quite figured out. There's lots of men's clothing there, so I know you guys are participating, but it is really a gratifying thing to see the families come who are in need of clothing. There are many languages, many cultures, many clothing, and people are well served, and we share the love of Christ when we do that. So thank you, Deb, for your great leadership and all those who helped. Inside your bulletin is, ought to have been, a World Communion Sunday envelope. This is one of six special Sundays with offerings. This World Communion Sunday celebrates partially our unity as the body of Christ, but also it keys us into ethnic students who are going after the ministry. So you can read about it here. There's some more information on the back of your bulletin. A worthwhile cause, so consider making a donation there. You're also always welcome to donate to your church, so please consider that as well. If you've signed up for the Hard Questions Study Group, or if you signed up simply for the book, I have those books, and I can set those up for you after our worship service. We will start that book, Chapter 1, this coming Thursday, October 6th. Also, this coming Tuesday, for the members of all three congregations, our coordinating council will meet at 6:30. And if you are not on my email list, there are hard copies of the information for that meeting on the table in the narthex. So please avail yourself of those. Also, one final thing. And we have a special introduction by Kevin Condon after our greetings. But in light of that, on Saturday, October 22nd, and this is for all three congregations, Saturday, October 22nd, we're doing a bowl-a-thon at 9 o'clock. And we're hoping that people will sign up to come and bowl with us. $15 gets you a lane and shoes and a ball, and the opportunity to donate toward the Kairos Prison Ministries, which we'll tell you about in a little bit. Are there any other announcements for the good of the community? Chuck, quickly.
Zucchini squash that was fresh on the line yesterday, and this is the kind you'd go and buy in King Super. They're from the Galicia Farms, and then there's some bell peppers out there also. They're a buck a piece in the store, so anybody comes along and needs some, well, be sure, and there's some sacks there. They can just pick them up. Thank you.
Very good. Thank you, Chuck. Chuck was saying that he has bell peppers and zucchini from his garden, and they are free for the taking. So thank you, Chuck. How many people had zucchini on your cornflakes this morning? It seems to be the season when there's lots and lots of zucchini. Thank you. That's great. We don't have a garden, so that sounds like a wonderful thing. How many of you are pleased that God gave you a gift this morning? How many of you could name a gift that God gave you this morning? Let me try these on for size. The fact that you live in Colorado. The fact that your heart just beat. The fact that you were just able to take a breath into your lungs and see this beautiful world around you. All of those are gifts. This morning, as we worship together, well, let me suggest this. The white United Methodist Church has not long been known for being demonstrative in their worship and in their praise. I'm going to suggest that for all of us, if the Spirit moves you through the music, through the Word of God, that you show the Spirit's movement in your mouth, in your body. If you want to move around, please let us make this a celebration of joy today that we can be together. In light of that, let me ask you now to rise up on your feet as you are able, to seek out someone you have not yet met, and to welcome each other in the peace of Jesus Christ. Let us greet each other as the body of Christ. Good morning. I don't know if you're like me, but I always look forward to the times when our congregations can worship together. And a quick story before I introduce Kevin Condon. Many of you have heard me describe my mom. My mother was in the 1950s and 60s a female leader in the Roman Catholic Church, which was by itself, just hearing that, it's a strange combination that a female could have a leadership role in the Roman Catholic Church. She was committed to ecumenism, which is the different kinds of people, different folks who worship Christ coming together. She was also interfaith relating. I can remember one Sunday, there were hundreds of people who met in Columbus, Ohio, and there was a Baptist, an African-American Baptist minister, a Roman Catholic white priest, and a white male rabbi, and they were all worshiping together, and that was scandalous. Thank the Lord that that is no longer scandalous, and thank God that all of you are here today that we might worship together. Another thing that knows no boundaries is the fact that people are incarcerated in our society. People are sent to prison. We are not proud of the fact that the United States puts more of its citizens behind bars than any other country in the world. Am I right on that? Anyway, lots of folks are in prison. Lots of folks need to hear the good news of Jesus Christ. And Kairos Prison Ministries is doing something about that. Somebody who introduced that ministry to me, and a really great guy, is Kevin Condon. He's been given 5 minutes, and his time starts now.
All right. Good morning. I'm also excited when we have people from Ghana, especially, because in Chevy Chase United Methodist Church, which is the church where I first became a Methodist, sort of, we had a Ghanaian congregation also. And that's in Washington, D.C. It was a wonderful experience. And we used to have musical events where the women in the congregation, the Ghanaian congregation, and everybody else would dance into the congregation and bring Ghana right with you. And I think that was wonderful. But I should get to this. How many here are sinners? Come on. How many here are sinners? Anybody doesn't have their hand up? Okay. That's the point that I'm trying to make here, is that we all have something in common, and that is that we have sinned. And what's the wages of sin? What's the consequence of sin? Sin leads to death, doesn't it? So with respect to, now, some of you do sins that are have done sins that are very bad, and some of you do sins that are very good or not so bad. How does God look at sin? Which ones are better or worse? They're all the same, aren't they? So we all have something in common with the men that are in Sterling Prison and the women that are in Denver Women's Correctional Facility. And my wife and I go into the prisons and we meet with our brothers and sisters in Christ in the prison. I would like to encourage you to find out more about Kairos Ministry, because Kairos, which means God's time, is an opportunity for us to talk to our brothers and sisters inside who have done horrible things. When Will said, are we proud that we have a lot of people in prison? I don't know about that, because I haven't ever met anybody in prison that wasn't guilty. And in most cases, they ask God, they ask why they were so lucky to be able to go to prison and become aware of the sinfulness of their life and turn it over to Jesus Christ. If you would like to participate in that ministry, to talk to young men about their lives, or to talk to young women about their lives, and some older women and some older men, then I have two things you can do. One of them is that you can plan to attend a closing, and that means that we do a four-day weekend in the prison, and the fourth day has a closing, which means they go into a short course in Christianity, and at the end of their four days, they get to go and say something about it. And a closing is a wonderful experience of just how important it is to bring Christ into the prison. Because it's a horrible place, and it's something that we need to do. If you're called to this ministry, you'll feel it right here. Because you'll know that these are your brothers and sisters. You will. You'll say, I know somebody that's in prison. I should go visit because I can. Or I should have been in prison and I should go visit because I can. So I encourage you to find out more about it. Holly will have some forms that you can use to fill out to visit and to hear a closing at one of these Kairos weekends. Please get a form. Just fill it out. And then we'll let you know when the next closing is. There's one at the first weekend in December, and there's one the first weekend in November. First weekend in November is in a men's prison. The first weekend in December is right over here at Havana and Smith, very close. So if this has any interest to you, please see Holly afterwards and get and fill out one of those forms, and come be with us on a Sunday afternoon after church and after dinner. Come see what happens when you bring the love and forgiveness of Jesus Christ to brothers and sisters who are very troubled. Remember all the men and women in our history in the church who have been in prison. Does the name Joseph come to mind? How about Moses? Should he have been in prison? He was a murderer. How about Paul? Do you think that he did any bad things as a Christian before he was a Christian? Yes, he did. And so did you. So visit your fellow sinners in the prison as soon as you can. And if you can't do that, just write us a check and we'll go in for you. So thank you.
Thank you, Kevin.